grace as the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. From this definition, we can see that there is an outward reflection of what is done in the heart, which underscores the empowerment of grace. The Bible tells us that when Barnabas arrived at the church of Antioch and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad. Acts 11:23, New International Version. He didn't hear about grace, he saw the evidence of it. He saw the empowerment of heart that was reflected in how the people lived their lives. This is why James writes, "Show me your faith, grace, without your works, and I will show you my faith, grace, by my works." James 2:18. I inserted the word grace for faith because it is by faith that we access the grace of God. See Romans chapter 5, verse 2. James is saying, let me see the evidence of the empowerment, which is the true indicator that you've really received grace through believing. Zondervan's Encyclopedia of Biblical Words states this about charis. This grace is a dynamic force that does more than affect our standing with God by crediting us with righteousness. Grace affects our experience as well. Grace is marked always by God's enabling work within us to overcome our helplessness. After careful reading of every verse in the New Testament concerning grace, after hours of studying every Greek dictionary I can get my hands on, after speaking to fluent Greek-speaking individuals, my personal summary definition of grace goes like this. Grace is God's free empowerment that gives us the ability to go beyond our natural ability. Why so tragic? Why is it such a tragedy that only 2% of the Christians in the U.S. understand the empowerment of God's grace? Let me illustrate with a hypothetical scenario. Let's say we did some research and discovered a small tribe living in the bush near the equator in Africa. We've learned that this tribe has to walk 2 miles every day to get fresh water from the closest spring. They must carry this heavy water back to their camp to provide fresh water to their people. When the villagers need food, animals just don't walk through their camp and say, "I'm your dinner, spear me." No, tribesmen have to go out to where the animals are and hunt them. Sometimes after killing the wildebeest or antelope, they have to carry that dead, heavy animal 8 to 10 miles back to their little camp. Whenever they need supplies they can't find in the bush, they have to walk more than 35 miles to the nearest village, purchase or trade for the supplies, and carry them the same distance back to their camp. After learning all this, we decide to give them a gift. Yes, we are going to...